Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Afghanistan threat.
We believe there is a very imminent attack possible.
Police beating kept secret. Missing from the classroom.
How many showed up the first day of school?
400 didn't show up.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New complications in the bid to carry out a U.S. evacuation in Afghanistan by the end of the month or perhaps sooner, with about 1,500 Americans still there. CBS's Charlie Daggett says the State Department's warned Americans to stay away from the airport, and if they're there, leave now.
A, quote, very, very credible intelligence report that an ISIS attack is imminent has forced America, its allies, even the Taliban, to order people away from the airport. ISIS-K, the Afghan branch of ISIS, is a rival of the Taliban, and the two groups have fought against each other in recent years. They're responsible for some of the worst atrocities the country has seen, a series of suicide car bombings killing hundreds of civilians. But with only 5 days left before U.S. forces pull out for good, the despair of those two terrified to stay is enough to take a life and death risk to get away. The Americans should shoot us or let us through, this woman says.
White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on what other top officials are saying.
It is risky for them to be there. It is a dangerous and difficult mission.
Vice President Harris in Vietnam this morning is in lockstep with the message from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave.
In an interview on the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, Ambassador Ross Wilson, the top U.S. diplomat in Afghanistan, explained the extensive outreach to Americans in the country.
We have been placing phone calls to virtually all of those who have registered with us to find out, are they still in Afghanistan? Are they interested in leaving Afghanistan?
Some students and parents from the San Diego area are among those still in Afghanistan. They were on an overseas trip to visit family members. Tamara Otero is a school board official.
We know who our kiddos are, and we want them home. We want them safe.
One family was able to return to the States last night. Chicago's the latest major city to announce a COVID vaccine mandate for city employees. Tennessee's health commissioner says children account for more than a third of the state's COVID cases, a sharp increase. And in Oregon, Dr. Mary Giswold says COVID hospitalizations are spiking.
90% of the people in our ICUs and on ventilators are not vaccinated. So this is an avoidable situation.
Now to Louisiana and the police body cam video that's emerged from an incident that happened more than 2 years ago. CBS's Mola Lenghi reports it shows a state trooper who has since left the job repeatedly hitting Aaron Bowman, a black man who'd been pulled over.
Within seconds of his arrival on the scene of an arrest in progress, body camera footage from former Louisiana State Trooper Jacob Brown appears to show him immediately strike Bowman, who's already on the ground. Using his police-issued aluminum flashlight, he can be seen hitting Bowman 18 times in the head and body in the span of 24 seconds.
After they had asked me a few questions, it just jumped on me, y'all. I thought I was going to die.
Brown then hits him in the ribs and pins his head to the ground using the flashlight.
I'm not fighting you.
You are.
You fighting me.
Brown claims Bowman struck an officer and said his actions were known as pain compliance to get Bowman into handcuffs. He resigned in March. On Wednesday, the Louisiana State Police Department issued a statement saying, in part, that Brown engaged in excessive and unjustifiable actions and intentionally mislabeled his body camera video. Investigators called his failure to report the incident an intentional attempt to hide the video from any administrative review.
The only one of six men charged in a plot to kidnap Michigan's governor to plead guilty in the case has been sentenced to prison. WWJ Radio's John Hewitt.
Ty Garvin was ordered to spend 75 months, just over 6 years, in federal prison for his role in the alleged plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In making his decision, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Jonker noted Garvin's guilty plea and willingness to fully cooperate with prosecutors in their cases against the other five defendants charged.
Garvin says he and the others trained at his home. A federal appeals court upheld the conviction and death sentence for the Charleston church gunman. The court said the legal record cannot capture the full horror of what Dylan Roof did. Nine members of a black congregation were killed in 2015. In Southern California, eight people have been indicted for allegedly calling elderly people to tell them fake stories about family trouble. Acting U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman says they stole millions from dozens of victims.
Through extortion and fraud, members of the criminal organization convinced elderly victims to provide tens of thousands of dollars each, which they believed was meant to help their grandchildren and other loved ones.
The Education Department says enrollment in public schools during the pandemic has dropped by 1.5 million students. Some are in private schools or being homeschooled. But as CBS's Carter Evans tells us, others have simply vanished from the system.
At Tate Elementary in Las Vegas, counselors are working the phones.
We were just concerned because they haven't started the first day of school.
They're looking for children still missing from class weeks after the school year began, like 7-year-old George Gomez.
So go ahead and take a deep breath.
The nervous second grader has not been inside a classroom since kindergarten after more than a year of remote learning. His mom finally decided to enroll him after a doctor convinced her.
What kept you from putting the kids back in school?
I kind of was scared and concerned because none of us had a COVID shot at all. So we all got our shot.
Nationwide, it's estimated up to 3 million children stopped attending classes in person or online after pandemic shutdowns last year.
In baseball, the Baltimore Orioles, with a 19-game losing streak, were facing perhaps the game's best pitcher.
That's hammered. And he's got another one. And the Orioles with two long balls off Ohtani here in the first.
On the Orioles network, they got to Shohei Ohtani early and had to come back to beat the Angels to snap the streak in a 10-6 win. A top director has had some second thoughts about an ambitious new project.
Spike Lee is making last-minute changes to his new documentary.
This is New York City, the greatest city in the world, but it is still a soft target.
The New York Times says the director is re-editing the final episode of his September 11th series for HBO. He's been criticized for including members of a conspiracy group who believe the Twin Towers were brought down by a controlled demolition, not by terrorists. The series debuts today. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
First day of school yesterday for 13-year-old Caleb Anderson of Marietta, Georgia. First day of classes at Georgia Tech. He's the youngest student ever at the school, and he's studying aerospace engineering. On Twitter, he said his first day was interesting, and the campus is massive. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.